Democrat mayor that was reelected. But it won't take much. It won't take much at all for a Republican to take that seat, because that Democrat mayor, she was reelected with 678 votes. And I got a text message from my friend Glenn Gilhar, and he was talking about how low the voter turnout is, even in his district that he's running for there in Baltimore County, District 8. But there, I think there are many districts across the state where you could see the same thing. And if we could chip away, because this is even when we were talking to former Governor Bob Ehrlich. Remember, he said he's going to be focusing on some of these smaller districts because he and his wife, Kendall, they must see the same thing. Excuse me. The numbers are so small that there's no way that you could fail if you at least register and get these people out to the polls, or at least get them to get their mail-in ballots. If you could do that with 1,000 or 2,000 people in some of these areas, you win. You win. It is that simple in some of these small towns. We are going to get to the James Comey situation because it is scandalous. Real quick, though, because we often talk about the Baltimore City school system, I have a clip here from Linda McMahon. She was sitting down for a podcast, and I always assumed that we had a problem with kids being able to read proficiently in this country, but I did not think the number was so high. Take a listen.
When we see scores that 70% of eighth graders can't read at grade level and read proficiently, and that actually, when you go into high school, you see that same percentage. And do you know there was a graduate in Hartford, Connecticut? She graduated valedictorian of her class. She sued her school because she couldn't read, but yet she was valedictorian.
It's unbelievable.
That's an incredible thing.
Because they get money for just matriculating the students. They don't care if they're actually learning.
And that's just, it's reprehensible.
All right. Again, that's the Secretary for the Department of Education. Now, I know we're doing away with the Department of Education, but if we know that there are 70% of U.S. eighth graders that cannot read proficiently, what do we do about that? What do we do about that? And as that podcaster pointed out, all they're doing is really collecting the money from the students. I thought that was pretty shocking, because she also went on to say in that clip, if you heard her, you got somewhat around the same numbers for 9th and 10th graders. 70% of 8th graders cannot read proficiently. What? What? You know? And so I understand that many want to dismantle the Department of Education. I'm in that boat. I'm just wondering, is that the right call at this moment? If we know that the proficient levels are this low, who's going to hold these school boards and different states accountable if they don't seem to care at all about whether or not they are educating these kids? The only thing I can think is it'll be like a school choice situation, right? There'll be so much competition, because you're going to have some states, like right now, Mississippi is like leading the pack. You're going to have some states that are going to do so well with educating their kids. They're going to be top of the line. Where you're going to have other states, I would hope, that would try to compete with Mississippi or Louisiana. I would hope. And then also, you would have a lot of people moving to those states as well. I mean, I don't know about you, but I can't keep my 8-year-old in a school where she can't learn, or they're not even teaching her. So I just thought that was a very interesting number, very high. Did not think it was that high. I knew we had problems in Baltimore City. I did not know on a nationwide level, 70% of eighth graders are not reading proficiently. That's scary. They say our kids are our future, right? They can't read. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? I'm going to be sitting in some senior home, like waiting for somebody to bring my mac and cheese. Nobody's going to bring it, because nobody went on to be a CNA or a nurse, and there's nobody there. Oh, man. I got Daryl and Davidson. Daryl, what say you?
Hey, doing a great job. Appreciate everything you're doing. Two quick things. Didn't even know about the mayor's race, and I live in Westminster, Carroll County.
Oh,
and
wow.
I know other people that probably would have voted. They got to get out there and let the people know what's going on.
Yeah.
Two, heard a story of a 12th grader that made it to the 12th grade, and she was crying her eyes out. And you know what? She's crying. A social worker asked her, "Why are you crying?" She said, "I can't graduate." "Why can't you graduate?" "I only have one credit."
Oh, wow. How did she get to 12th grade?
That's what they, because no child left behind. They get money every month. I heard a story, and I believe it came from his mouth. I think it was Rob Carson said he moved to Kansas City. Oh. He moved to Kansas City, and the school there said, your daughter's reading at a third grade level.
Oh.
She's doing math, I think, at a second grade level. He said, what do you mean? She gets super grades. She said, you came from Maryland, didn't you? They said they dummied down so they can teach the kids that can't read so they don't work at they work at that one level for those kids.
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah, I mean, that came straight out of his mouth. He couldn't believe it.
I believe it. I believe it. You know, but I wonder what we're going to do with the future here, Daryl.
But you're a blessing. You're doing a, you're like the quieter Bongino.
Yeah, thank you. That's a huge compliment. Thank you.
But you're doing, yeah, I mean, you call like it is. I mean, I knew these guys, Cummings, and I worked on Democrat-Republican campaigns. I call myself, I'm for the party of the people, for the people. And I mentioned to you, the only Democrat that I would stick up for is Mike Jackson that's in Maryland, because he's never lied to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Daryl, you know what? We appreciate all the work, and I think that's very interesting that you didn't know about the Westminster
election.
No, I didn't
even know about it, because I'll vote, and I lean definitely conservative.
Yeah.
So, and I know another buddy, he always runs around with his MAGNA hat. He would have got out there and voted.
Yeah, yeah, we got to fix that. That's an issue.
My son, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, I appreciate everything you do. Keep up the great work, and hopefully they'll wise up, and if you want to be in our government in Maryland here, because they need help.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Daryl. I hope you have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Be safe.
Thank you. And you know what? I believe it. I believe it. Moving from Maryland to another state where they actually take pride in the education, I believe it. I would believe even right now. My daughter, you guys know, she's in tutoring constantly. We talked about this over and over again. I would say even right now, they would say she's still not at grade level. She's made huge improvements, vastly. But it's costing an arm and a leg. And, you know, a lot of that was because of what happened during COVID. And I'm sure some of these eighth graders that Linda McMahon is mentioning, I'm sure some of them were affected by COVID, but 70%, that's a large number of eighth graders that cannot read proficiently. That's scary. It's frightening. I got a text here from Debbie in Westminster. Debbie, I wonder if you knew about the election that you just had there for the mayor. Debbie says, Cam, I believe with No Child Left Behind that when you don't keep a child behind a year when needed, you are definitely leaving that child behind. Yeah, Debbie, absolutely. The fact that they just keep pushing these kids through makes no sense. It doesn't help anyone. It helps no one. But you know what? I will say that was also something that we did on the right side of the aisle. That was a Republican situation during Bush. All right, let's get into what former FBI director James Comey did on social media yesterday. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, this guy's in hot water. James Comey. For some reason, he made this post, and it was interesting because I'm watching all these posts of President Trump in the Middle East. Did you guys see he brought the comedian Theo Von out there to tell jokes to the troops? And well, if you haven't seen it, please look it up. There are videos circulating on social media. Theo Von is hilarious. He really is. But I noted on my social media pages, I posted a photo of President Trump and myself. And I said, well, it is so great to see all of these world leaders treat President Trump like the amazing leader that I know that he is. Well, not too long after that, I go back and I'm scrolling on social media and I see where former FBI Director James Comey put a post on Instagram with seashells in a specific order. Now, he said that he just came upon this as he was walking on the beach, but there were four numbers there and it was 8647. 8647. Okay, now if you've ever been in the restaurant industry, and I know I have, man, I've worked everywhere, I feel like. You know what? I've had every job. Anyways, 86, when you 86 something, like 86 mashed potatoes, that's telling the servers, yeah, we don't have that anymore. It's out. Right? And so when you say 8647, remember President Trump, he's the 47th president. You are basically putting the signal out there that you no longer believe that President Trump should be here. And I can tell you, almost everybody I know knows what 86 means. And I would think the former FBI director definitely knows, but this is what he posted. Now, there's a lot of people very upset. Tulsi Gabbard, she was on Fox News talking about it yesterday. Take a listen.
They're mad. Why the base is mad at some of the leaders in Washington is not because they're not left enough. It's because, you know, Chuck Schumer came out with no strategy, no forewarning, and just said.
No, we want to get the James Comey clip. James Comey, it's Tulsi Gabbard talking to Fox News about what action they're going to take against James.
Tulsi Gabbard's the director of national intelligence. Are you buying that the former FBI director didn't know what 86 Trump meant?
Absolutely not, Jesse. That is a ridiculous and insane statement to make, certainly within this context, but especially coming from a guy who's the former director of the FBI, a guy who spent most of his career prosecuting mobsters and gangsters, people who know and execute other humans and use this exact lingo of 86. Comey himself admitted in his follow-on message that he knew that this was a political statement. Well, the only reason he knew that, Jesse, was because a little over a month ago, a bunch of anti-Trump, anti-Elon Musk protesters were proliferating the use of this 8647 slogan, which was a veiled call to action to murder the sitting president of the United States. So for Comey to think that we, the American people, are so stupid as to think that he, as a former FBI director, former prosecutor, and someone who clearly pays attention to what's going on, would believe his lie that he didn't know what this actually was calling for, the dangerousness of this, Jesse, cannot be underestimated. When we have two assassination attempts on the president's life, when we have people who look to guys like Comey, who've been celebrated by MSNBC and the Democrat elite and CNN as the beacon of integrity, the law and order guy, the guy who would tell the truth no matter what the consequences, this is the guy who's issuing a hit on President Trump, the president that the American people voted for. So it's guys like Comey and others who call the president the modern day Nazi, people who are in great positions of influence, who are saying that President Trump poses an existential threat to our country. These are people who hate democracy and hate the American people because they cannot stand that the people overwhelmingly chose to elect Donald Trump and send him back to the White House. So they are seeking other means to get their way and to try to remove him from that position.
Again, that was Tulsi Gabbard. She's on with Jesse Waters on Fox News. And this is all just unfolding. Like I said, James Comey posted that picture, 8647, just yesterday on social media. It was kind of late in the afternoon. He then did put out a statement saying that, you know, it was just a shell formation. He saw it on his walk and he didn't think it was that big of a deal. He said, so I apologize. Well, of course, no one's believing that. No one is believing that. So you got Secret Service, you got federal agents. They're all investigating now, as they should. As they should. As Tulsi pointed out, you had two attempts on President Trump's life. And now you've got James Comey posting this on social media for millions of people to view and to comment on. And boy, talk about reckless. Talk about reckless. So we'll pay attention to that. I'm sure by Monday we'll get more information on what actually transpired and if he's going to be held accountable, if at all. So we'll keep our eyes on that. Coming up next, we are going to talk about Democrat pundits on CNN saying the quiet part out loud. And then also, which city do you think approved a $30 minimum wage increase? $30 minimum wage. Which city do you think did that? We'll talk about that more when we get back. Also, don't miss out on the memorial sale at Rescue Natural Supplements that is going on now. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, you can enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, and buy three bottles, get two free Memorial Day deals. Stock up on your favorites, say big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 Omega-3S, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything, yes, everything is on sale. So to order, all you have to do is call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. And you can speak to a Rescue product consultant. Now, you can also shop online. Just type in res-q.com. Again, that's res-q.com. You're not going to want to miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollbacks and Memorial Day deals are all going on now through May 29th. So go shop at res-q.com. That's res-q.com.
one more time before you wake up in the wild. In your eyes I see a flower slowly dying.
Together with the Nature Conservancy, you have the power to make a difference. For unspoiled nature, for beautiful wildlife, and for people everywhere. Together, we can find a way to ensure that all life on Earth can thrive.
In the wild, you're gonna make it. The moonlight is here to take you.
Our natural world needs us now. Every day, we lose more lands, waters, and the wild species that depend on them. To learn more, visit nature.org today.
What is dementia? Is it the same as Alzheimer's? What is vascular dementia, Lewy body, FTD, TBI, and CTE? If someone has memory loss, does that mean they have dementia? Millions of Americans ask these questions every day. I did too, and I learned. My wife, Jenny, developed dementia. I didn't know what to do or what was coming next. I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. I'm excited to offer you a free guide to understanding dementia. It's filled with facts about dementia, care planning, how doctors can help, and ways to keep your brain as healthy as possible. The Dementia Society of America is a national nonprofit, and we're ready to answer your questions. You want to live life to the fullest. I know that. Jenny did too, and I'm confident that we can help. Get your copy of the guide. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
All right. Hopefully you're enjoying yourself thus far listening to Kim Classic Live. Don't forget, you can always download the WCBM app. It is free in the App Store. You can take the show on the road. And then also, if you want to text me, you can text me right through that app. And it comes here live in studio, and I can read that for you. Don't forget, the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate is up at WCBM.com. And it's a very simple question. Are you going to the Preakness? So far, 100%, again, 100% of you say, no, you're not going. Here's my prediction, and I know it's a sad prediction. It really is sad. But my prediction is this is going to be the lowest turnout for Preakness ever. I know. It's a horrible thing to say. But I don't know about you guys, I see no hype surrounding it. We heard it was the singer and rapper T-Pain and Wyclef Jean. They're going to be performing, which isn't as bad as like 21 Savage for sure. More people definitely know T-Pain and Wyclef. But I don't know if it gets people downtown to deal with Pimlico, the parking, and all the madness. And even the possibility of, you know, not having the best experience right outside of Pimlico, depending on where you park and so forth. So I would go ahead and predict that it's going to be the lowest turnout. Not to mention, you've got no way for a Triple Crown to happen because Sovereignty, who won at the Derby, he's not coming here to Preakness. He is going straight on to Belmont. And so it's just kind of, I guess, you know, you'll see who the favorites are. I think journalism, the horse journalism, I think that's still the favorite. And gosh, I did know the favorite as in second place. Starts with a B, but I just have a feeling there's not going to be a ton of people down there. I really have that feeling. All right. At 11:35, we're actually going to be joined on the phone by Darren Badillo. Yeah, if you recall, Darren Badillo did run for county executive back in 2020. He did a fantastic job. He was running against Donnie Olszewski. But he's going to call us in a little bit because apparently there were some shenanigans going on at Patapsco High School in Dundalk. So he's going to fill us in on that. If you did guess on which city was raising the minimum wage to $30 an hour, did you guess Los Angeles? Well, if you did, you are right. That is correct. Los Angeles did, in fact, approve a $30 minimum wage. $30 an hour. Now, that's not for everybody. It's for those that work at the airport or at the hotels, and they're making this happen right before the Olympics in 2028. Now, just in case you thought it was just Governor Wes Moore facing a deficit budget-wise, please know Governor Gavin Newsom is facing a $12 billion budget deficit. $12 billion with a B. Okay, so in California, they are worse off than we are. And now, Los Angeles, where they just had these fires, where we got to see up close and personal that their mayor, Mayor Bass, is just ridiculous and a hot mess. And now they're saying, okay, the city council there in Los Angeles, they approved this $30 minimum wage. I don't know how they're going to pull this off. Because from my understanding, Los Angeles is also looking at a deficit similar to Baltimore City. And if they think that they could pay state employees $30 an hour, they are sadly mistaken. That's why Mayor Catherine Pugh, even though she ran on raising the minimum wage, remember, she told everybody when she got in office, she said, well, after looking at the books, after looking at what we had in the bank, I can tell you right now, we can't raise the minimum wage. Remember that? And I think at that time, she was trying to raise it to $15 an hour. But she said, no, we can't, because we can't afford to pay city workers $15 an hour. They're going to run into the same problem in Los Angeles. See, this is what I'm talking about with these cities all over the place. They have no idea what they're doing. It's common sense. My 8-year-old could figure things out like this. You can't spend money you don't have. You don't have it. Oh, boy. Well, Los Angeles, congratulations to all those that work at the airport and the hotel workers. You're now at $30. $30 an hour. Well, not now. Right before 2028, right before the Olympics. So congratulations to you. I feel like they're going to be laying a lot of people off. They're not going to be able to afford that. And so you're going to have hotel workers and airport. And look, airports are already in trouble. They're going to be doing twice the duties that they're doing now. Sad, sad, sad. We'll talk to Darren Badia when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Russia and Ukraine held direct peace talks today for just under 2 hours. A senior Ukrainian official said the Russian side introduced new unacceptable demands, although the two sides did agree to exchange 1,000 prisoners of war each. President Trump says that Iran has an American proposal over its rapidly advancing nuclear program as negotiations between the two countries go on. He did not elaborate on the substance of the proposal, and Iran did not immediately acknowledge having it. House Republicans have started trying to push their package of tax breaks and spending cuts through the next hurdle in the budget committee. Disagreements remain over Medicaid cuts and state and local tax deductions. A wage dispute has led to a strike by New Jersey transit workers, and that's created a travel headache for hundreds of thousands of commuters in the New York area. This is SRN News.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. With the Orioles playing the way they are, it's not too early for the 2025 Super Bowl odds to come out, and Vegas loves Baltimore. The Eagles are the favorite at plus 650, but then come the Ravens at 700, followed by the Bills and Chiefs. Meanwhile, The Athletic projecting the Ravens to win Super Bowl 60. NCAA lacrosse tournament continues this weekend, the quarterfinals. Tomorrow in Hempstead, New York, it'll be Cornell and Richmond, followed by Princeton and Syracuse. And then Sunday in Annapolis, Penn State and Notre Dame at noon, Maryland and Georgetown at 2:30 p.m. And finally, Preakness 150 tomorrow at 6:50 p.m. Today's stroll down memory lane takes us back 52 years, 1973. This wasn't the greatest finish in Preakness history, but it included one of the greatest thoroughbreds.
Head of the stretch, Secretariat, 2.5. Jim under a strong left-handed whip, and he's making the run now, but it's still Secretariat holding on. Secretariat by 2 lengths. Jim driving second. There's a strong left-handed whip again by Pinkai. He goes to it time and time again, but Ronnie Turcotte has his whip put away, and Secretariat has him put away. He's beginning to draw away. It is Secretariat. He's coming to the wire. He wins it by 2.5, almost 3.
Also known as Big Red, 52 years later, Secretariat still holds the fastest time record in all 3 Triple Crown races, and his record-breaking victory in the Belmont Stakes by 31 lengths is often considered the greatest race ever run by a thoroughbred in racing history. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Capitals are packing up and moving out. And that is Stein on Sports.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
This feels like summertime. It's warm, it's muggy. We've got some rain as well. The showers and thunderstorms are scattered today. There is that possibility of some severe weather. Make sure you can stay up to date on any weather developments. 88 the high today. Scattered storms around tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a few thunderstorms. 88. Sunday, just sunshine. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Get to Dashen and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouth-watering parfait. They're talking creamy, low-fat Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dashen.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where they offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Hi, I'm Vinny Stio, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. It's true. I'll guarantee to sell your home at 100% of your asking price, or I'll pay you the difference. Call or text me today, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnyStio.com.
Active Liver is the easy way to get a daily detox to keep you healthy and feeling your best. Find Active Liver at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 till noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Good morning. Happy Friday to all of you. You know what? I've gotten to that point in life where I need 2 cups of coffee a day. I used to be able to go off with just 1 cup of coffee. And now I can feel it. By 2 o'clock, I need another cup of coffee. I was hoping I would never get to this point, but here I am. Here I am. All right. I told you before the break, we're going to be joined by a guest, Darren Medillo, ran for county executive in Baltimore County. Appreciate his run. Appreciate the fact that he's still working hard for the community after that run. A lot of people just disappear, but Darren is not one of those people. But Darren was texting me this morning with a very interesting story. Good morning, Darren. How are you?
I'm doing Kip. Good morning. Thank you for my friend. Thank you for the call.
Absolutely. Darren, what's going on in Dundalk?
Yeah, so last night and this morning, I wake up to about 75 text messages on my phone with concerned parents about an event that recently happened at Patapsco High School. Patapsco High School is a performing arts program where there was nine segments for part of the show, but 3 of them were drag, and there was children dressed up as drag at the show. And some parents are concerned, one, because they feel like, you know, they weren't informed, and two, they were pretty shocked to find out how some of the kids were dressed in drag.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. So who was hosting this event, and like, what was the event really supposed to be about?
So, to my knowledge, it's one of the teachers at the school who I believe identifies as trans, and at times, if I'm not mistaken, dress ups as well and teaches the class and holds this specific group, and I don't know the specific name of it or the teacher, but that where they have this after-school program promoting this type of stuff.
Excuse me. You know what? I thought we were done with this stuff, Darren. But it sounds like we're not completely done with it. As parents were sounding off, I'm assuming on social media, did anybody with the school post anything to apologize to the parents? Has there been any comments from Patapsco High School?
So I'm being told that they reached out to Patapsco High School, and I'm going to read you, the exact quote.
Okay.
That was said. Give me 1 second. I'm pulling that up right here. So what was said is that the school had mentioned that that it is a way for children to express themselves, and they're not going to stop or anything with the program.
So they're not going to stop with this at all?
No, not at all.
And it's Patapsco High School.
Patapsco High School, correct. And if I'm not mistaken, it was about a month ago where a boy who identified as a girl was in the bath. A girl walked in on him masturbating in the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's a lot going on at Patapsco High School.
Clearly. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Now, first and foremost, thank you for bringing this to us. I know that there's a lot of people talking about this on Facebook and other platforms. If this isn't going to come to an end, I do wonder, when it comes to this teacher, do you know whether or not if this is just an art teacher or is this, a homeroom teacher or somebody that's just running an organization?
And to my knowledge, and what I'm getting from the parents is that in this specific teacher, in their classroom, they do have a couple pride flags in the classroom, and that this is the teacher's beliefs, and it almost feels he's open to have talking about this type of stuff to the children in the class. And I guess after school, those that might feel that they identify, and I'm not saying this 100%, but it just appears with this group and having this drag show, that they feel very comfortable with this teacher, very comfortable to do this after school, which, if I'm not mistaken, in your recent segment, you mentioned 70% of our middle schoolers can't read. So I just have it's hard to look at this and know that after school we should be focused on educating our children and catching them up, not talking about sexuality and having boys dressed with outfits where their butt cheeks are hanging out. I think that's inappropriate. Yeah. It does not belong in our schools. And I'm a graduate of Patapsco High School, and I don't want this in our school. It's inexcusable.
Yeah, well, I got a texter here asking, Darren, I don't know if you know the answer to this. Is this an extracurricular activity, or is this, part of a class itself?
I believe it's an after-school program.
After-school program, okay. All right.
And my thought is, whether it's after-school or in-school, it has no place
in
our schools.
Oh, for sure.
The problem is that we're preying on. So I'm a director of our youth mentorship program, and Kim, thank you so much for donating toys to our Christmas event every year. But I have parents that come to me and tell me that every week that teachers are asking them how they identify themselves. How do you identify? You keep asking children this, we have children that are confused. They have enough going on with the pandemic, enough on social media. And then we have teachers pushing stuff, having stuff, and making like it's okay to have these conversations when there's parents like myself that do not believe in this, like many other parents, and they're afraid to speak out, Kim. So like you said, I am in the community, and that's why I'm speaking out, because many parents are afraid to talk about it. But for me, I think enough is enough. We have to draw a red line. We need to get out of our schools.
Yeah. No, Darren Badillo, thank you so much for everything that you're doing. Of course, I hope that you keep us up to date. And I will say, like you said, even though this is an after-school program, a lot of what goes into this program, or even recruiting kids to attend this after-school program, that happens during school hours. So they wouldn't know about the after-school program if it wasn't for what they talk about in school. This is sad to hear.
And I'm not against anybody. What you do at your home is your home. I don't hate anybody, but I just feel like when we're in school, we should be focused on education. And if we have different values and beliefs, we shouldn't be talking about that. If we can't talk about God, we shouldn't be talking about LGBTQ. And I have reached out to Senator Staling and Delegate Ritz Metzger. They have reached out to the school board. And I actually just recently got a phone call from Dr. Yarbrough, who called my phone to let me know personally that she's looking into the issue.
Oh, wow. So wait a minute. The Baldwin County School CEO?
Yep. Dr. Yarbrough, the superintendent, reached out to me just 3 minutes ago to let me know that she did receive a phone call from Senator Sailing and team. They're looking into the issue, and then she's going to get back with me.
Well, bravo. This sounds like you're already making a lot of steps towards the right direction in very little bit of time. See, this is why you should be the Baldwin County Executive, Darren, by the way.
You know, for me, I'm just here to advocate for our children, like you, Kim. Like, we genuinely care. And it's unfortunate that many people want to leave Maryland, you know, just because of all the issues, the violence in the school, the taxes. But I want to sit here and fight. I don't want to leave without fighting. And we have a little bit more fight left to do. And we have a great state. I love it here. But there's some people that are just out of touch. We just need to get back to focusing on educating our children and helping those children with the learning loss from COVID. I feel like, and I know I'll tell you one story. I know a parent whose son is in fourth grade years old. He's at a second grade reading level. He's at the bottom 1% in every area. They held him back 1 year, and next year this child's supposed to go into fifth grade, and they know that. And they asked the teacher, I was on the call with the IEP call, and they said, what am I supposed to do with my child who is frustrated in class because he don't know what he's doing? Like, yeah. What am I supposed to do with my child who's frustrated? Like, I don't want to set the bar low, but my child's frustrated. And the answer that the school gave was, well, maybe he has ADHD, and have you ever thought about medication? We need to stop talking about medicating our children and focusing on educating and building our children up.
Yeah, that's sad to hear, too. Well, Darren Badillo, thank you so much for all that you do. Will you be able to possibly update us next week on how this shakes out?
Kim, I will keep you updated. And Kim, thank you so much for constantly being involved in our community. And like I say, thank you for supporting our youth mentorship program. We really appreciate it. And you have a great day.
No, you too. Thank you so much, Darren. I appreciate you. Man, this is, I thought we were done with this whole drag queen, drag queen shows. I thought we were done with this in schools. And like Darren just pointed out, if you want to do this at a nightclub, you know, and you're hanging out with a bunch of adults, I don't care. They look like fun. But why are you doing this at Patapsco High School? Well, shout out to Senator Johnny Ray Sailing. Shout out to Delegate Rick Metzger. And shout out to the Baldwin County superintendents. It sounds like they're all on top of this and they're moving quickly. Because I received a text from Darren Badillo this morning on my way here to the studio. And if they're already moving that quickly, then, you know, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I also read somewhere, and I don't know if this is actually factual, but I saw where some of the kids that were participating in that drag show, they claimed that they didn't need their parents' consent because they were told that at 16, they have the consent. I hope that's not true. I hope that's not talked about in classroom as 16-year-olds having consent. See, this goes back to the story that we discussed, what was that, on Wednesday? Where Chris Papps did the deep dive showing that there's been a rise in sexual abuse cases that involve teachers and students across not just the state of Maryland, but across the entire country. This is how they end up, ladies and gentlemen, I don't have to tell you this. This is how they end up having those types of conversations. This is how they end up contacting some of these kids through these social media sites because they're saying, oh, well, we've got this drag queen show. It's after school. You know, let's connect on Instagram so we can contact each other so we can really coordinate for this show, you know? And then they said, and that's when teachers end up talking to these kids, you know, in an inappropriate manner. And I'm not saying that that's what this teacher is doing. That's not what I'm saying at all. But it's been shown to happen. And that's why they ended up doing the study to begin with when it comes to the sex abuse claims and crimes that involve teachers. That's why they started the study, because they saw that teachers were actually communicating to kids through whether it was Facebook, Instagram, or Snapchat. Well, I'm glad that Darren Badillo is on the case. I'm glad that Senator Sailing, Delegate Metzger, and obviously the superintendent are all looking into this. And to all the parents that have kids at Patapsco High School, you know, if you can let your voice be heard, you know, knowing Delegate Rick Metzger, knowing Senator Johnny Ray Sailing, if you want to shoot them an email and just let them know how you feel about it, because I would imagine this is most likely going to escalate to whether either the superintendent says, you know what, this after-school program is done, or this is why they need your help, or they're going to get to a point where you're going to have to sign a petition. saying that you want to make sure that that after-school program is no longer offered at the school. So if you have a child at Pataskill High School, if you were an alumni of Pataskill High School or what have you, possibly shoot an email over to Senator Johnny Rasailing or our delegate Rick Metzger. That way they can at least just keep it on hand, and then they'll know how many people that will be there to support them in case this escalates any further into another level. This is what we call community work, right? This is what we have to do. This is what we have to do to make sure that we can protect our kids. And I know for some it sounds like, you know, it's a lot of work and, you know, a lot goes into it, but you know, we got to protect the children. We really do. Coming up soon here, I'm going to get a phone call from Delegate Latoya Cogolo. Just so you know, with everything going on in Western Maryland, she has a call to action on what we can do to help those in Western Maryland. So she's going to call me here in just a minute. I did just want to tell you briefly, I saw where it said that Justin Bieber, did you hear about this? Justin Bieber, the singer? Well, TMZ is alleging that he's now broke. Now, I'm thinking, like, how does Justin Bieber, how is he broke out of all the people, right? How is he broke? Well, according to TMZ, Justin Bieber sold his music catalog for $200 million to cover a lot of his cost and lifestyle because he was claiming to a few reporters back in 2023 that he was running out of money. And so now TMZ is claiming here in 2025 that he is completely broke, and that is why he has to sell the $200 million music catalog. I don't know if you guys saw recently, there's been some very troubling pictures of Justin Bieber. You feel so bad with these pop stars. And, you know, when they become pop stars at very young age, it just always seems to be the same old story where trauma happens. Emotionally, they're, you know, unable to adapt. You see drug use, you see some that kind of just, you know, fall completely off the wagon in any direction. We see the same thing with Britney Spears. And I am just going to send him some prayers because I know he and his wife, they recently had a baby. And with all the stuff going on with the P. Diddy trials, if you've been following that, Diddy and his ex, Cassie, the girlfriend, who accused him of all kinds of things, all kinds of sexual abuse, rape, human trafficking, drug trafficking, you name it. He's now on trial in New York. And so some people are speculating that because Justin Bieber was with P. Diddy so much and so often, they believe that he could possibly be one of his victims. I hope that's not the case, but some people have been saying that he's been posting some cryptic messages that, you know, I guess could imply that he was somehow victimized by Diddy. So, again, prayers to, I can never remember her name, but I looked it up, Halle Bieber and Justin Bieber with their brand new baby. I hope that everything is going well. I really do. I really do. All right. Looks like we've got her on the line. Delegate Latoya Cogolo. We're very proud of Delegate Latoya because she is now a delegate there in Anne Arundel County, and she's working very hard. Good morning, Latoya. How are you?
I'm well, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing well. Like, I'm coming across my emails, and I'm going through on the commercial break, and I'm like, wait a minute. Latoya's doing what? What are you doing, Latoya?
Oh, my gosh. I have to first start by just sending my deepest sympathy to Western Maryland. You know, when I saw the pictures of the damage and read all the articles, I just felt like I had to do something. And the Republican caucus, actually, a lot of the members are coming together, donating supplies to businesses and families in Western Maryland. So I'm having a drive tomorrow. It's going to be in Annapolis, and I'm going to be collecting items. If people want to donate, we're collecting bleach, paper towels, garbage bags, Clorox wipes, bottled water, Gatorade. Anything that's an essential item that people want to donate, we'll be collecting those tomorrow.
Okay, where can they drop those off?
Okay, so it's going to be at the Cecil Memorial United Methodist Church, and that's located at 15 Parole Street in Annapolis, and drop-off hours are going to be from 9 a.m. to noon tomorrow.
Well, Latoya Cogolo, our state delegate, we really do appreciate all the work that you're doing. Thank you so much for taking this on. And I'll go and post this on my social media as well. Thank you so much. And again, send our love, too, to those in Western Maryland dealing with all the flooding.
Yes. And Kim, thank you for allowing me the opportunity to spread the word, because this is very important. We do care very much about our neighbors in Western Maryland. So thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. LaToya, most likely we'll see you tomorrow morning. So
all right,
I'll see you then. Thank you so much. Again, that was LaToya, Delegate LaToya Cogolo. They're taking donations for those that are trying to put their pieces or their lives back together in Western Maryland. The drop off tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, 15 Parole Street, which is Cecil Memorial, United Methodist Church. Again, I will post this on my socials as well. We'll discuss more as we wrap up the show when we get back.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, you know what that means. That's right, it is Friday. It's the last segment of Kim Plastic Live, but don't go anywhere because you got Rob Carson coming up next. He has a great show planned for you. I just posted on X this flyer from Delegate LaToya Cogolo, and I'm posting it now on Facebook, and we'll in a second get it up on Instagram. So if you could donate to those in Western Maryland, she's making it very easy for us at Cecil Memorial United Methodist Church on 15 Parole Street in Annapolis, Maryland, 9 a.m. tomorrow to 12 noon. They're taking all kind of items up: bleach, paper towel, garbage bags, Clorox and Lysol wipes, bottled water, Gatorade, you name it. So if you can donate, let's help our friends there in Western Maryland. I wanted to just play this clip for you. I saw it as I was scrolling on X last night. Scott Jennings, he is on CNN often, always battling the liberals, along with my friend Shermichael Singleton. So I thought it was interesting because he was on a panel, and the Democrats basically said the quiet part out loud. Take a listen.
Are mad. Why the base is mad at some of the leaders in Washington is not because they're not left enough. It's because, you know, Chuck Schumer came out with no strategy, no forewarning, and just said, we're going to fold on the CR. I mean, I think he could have done a better job of explaining what the strategy was and what we're going to do, but there wasn't anything like that. I think Democrats are learning, and I'm going to agree with you that Democrats cannot only be the party of resistance. We cannot, like, we resisted so hard between 2017 and 2024. We impeached the guy, like, we Boys. Prosecuted him, convicted him of 34 felony counts, and guess what? He still got elected. So I don't know how much harder we can resist right
are
now.
Are you admitting that that the case against Trump in New York was part of the organized Democratic Party resistance?
It was a Democratic prosecutor, and at the time, at the time, I said I thought it was unwise. I went on Fox News and said
there
said
were Democrats who said this at the time.
There were a lot.
Just to be clear, this wasn't, just to be clear, everybody who now touts the 34 felonies take it from Liz. This was not a real case. This was a plot to upend the presidential campaign, which backfired.
I just think it was a boneheaded move by Alvin Bragg, but it's not his first or last one. So.
This is why we invite Liz, because she's a plain-spoken New York ball who can really tell it straightforward.
All right, I know they're giggling there, but it's not really funny. As you heard there, there was a Democrat pundit on that panel. Again, this was on CNN. Scott Jennings was sitting there. And she basically said that part of the resistance, all the things that they were trying to accomplish as Trump was running for re-election, one of the things they threw at him that could possibly not have been on the up and up was all of the convictions that he ended up receiving in New York. If you remember, Alvin Bragg was on top of that, and that is what so many liberals have been saying to myself and many of you, I'm sure, that, you know, President Trump is a criminal and he's a 34-time convicted felon and all this other stuff. Well, according to this Democrat pundit who's on the inside, it sounds like she's saying that might not actually be true, which many of us have pointed out at the time. So I wonder if we'll hear more about that. Also, Bruce in the text line says, Kim, please tell listeners to drop off Propel packets for Western Maryland tomorrow as well. Okay, people, please do that. Noah, thank you so much for a great show today. And I will talk to all of you on Monday at 9 a.m. Don't forget, Ivan Bates will be with us on Monday.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.